Now, to my fellow Jet fan, I got to have a conversation before I give the win total. It is going to sound like I'm being negative. What I am presenting to you is not negative. I think it's realistic, and I think it may have a happier ending than you realize. Okay?
Okay.
The Jets are destined to get off to a tricky start. It's just the way it is. This guy didn't quarterback last year. This guy hasn't played with a lot of his teammates.
Yeah.
Like, it's just destined that, like, week one. And I know I spoke to Beningo about this off air. We got to win week one. We're not winning week one.
The For those Jets, that don't know, that's the 49ers.
That's the Niners on the road. Who, Aaron Rodgers? Yeah, he's been great against the Niners in his career. No shot. Like, that's one of those games where as fired up as I'm going to be, as fired up as we're all going to be, I'll say this to you right now on August 1st, they're not winning that game. So the Jets, right off the top, are staring 0-1 and a week two road game in Tennessee against the Titans. Okay, now they do play New England, they play Denver, they play Minnesota. They've got some crappy games mixed in there. I think they are going to limp at the start just because it's natural.
Mm-hmm.
So don't take that as Evan thinks doom and gloom. No, I think they're going to make the playoffs, and I think they're going to win 10 games. I think it is going to be a very solid 10-win season. Do I think they're going to win the division? Probably not. I think they're a wild card team. But where my optimism starts to grow is I think once making the postseason, they got a run in them. And I don't think this is going to be a quick, they barely made the playoffs,
okay.
They get knocked out. In fact, I'll go all the way with this here on August 1st.
Okay.
Why not dream big? I think that you and I are flying to Kansas City for the AFC Championship
game.
Wow. I do.
Wow.
I think that Beningo and I flew to many an AFC Championship game. We went to both of them back-to-back, Indianapolis, though we didn't fly, we were driving, Indianapolis and then Pittsburgh. And I have a feeling that you and I, Sean won't go because he's going to be bitter and his wife won't let him.
It's excuse my wife? She don't tell me what to do.
She won't let you go. I'm just giving you a prediction. I'm giving you a full-fledged prediction here. We are going to be in Kansas City for the AFC Championship game. I don't think it's going to end well for us. I think, A, I'm going to get frostbite. My wife is going to be so pissed at me for it. And I think the Jets will lose that game.
But they'll be there.
But they're going to be there. So my win total to my fellow Jet fans, and a lot of it is the schedule. A lot of it is the rocky start, I expect. A lot of it is just guys getting used to playing with each other, which don't blame that on mini camps. Okay, that's just reality. So I'm going 10 wins for the New York Jets. Tiki?
I like you. I like your thinking. You like even it? Though I think you're a little bit low here. The Jets, kind of like the Giants, have so much talent on their roster right now. Now, maybe the wide receiver room could have used a boost, but you know, you just hope that you get health out of some of their additions here. I like the Jets, mainly because of their defense, to win 11 games.
11.
And part of it is because, unlike you, yeah, they're most likely to lose to the 49ers. But I see the rest of that early quarter, that first quarter of the season, trending favorably for the Jets.
It's a softy schedule. It's more of my questions about the rustiness of this team.
The Titans have a new head coach, Brian Callahan. He's a new head coach there. They got a Will Levis as their quarterback. Maybe they're going to be good. I have no idea. They lost their defensive coordinator, who's obviously now with the Giants. So there's a lot of changeover that's happening. The Pats, rookie quarterback, they could be another disaster. The Broncos, similar situation. I don't know who the heck is going to start at quarterback. And for that team, the
Not
Vikings.
Not Zach Wilson,
right,
that's
him. The Vikings, again, another rookie quarterback. I can actually see them going this first quarter of the season at 4-1. And so you get off to a hot start. You're now believing in yourself. All the negativity around, you know, the coaching staff and Nate Hackett, it's going to be thrown out the window, and everybody's going to say it's the greatest team since sliced bread. And now they can play to that, right? So I actually see them winning at least 11 games because of a fast start, even if they lose the first game to the 49ers on the road.
I've noticed a trend by Tiki. Mm-hmm. I say 8 for the Giants, he ups it with 9. I say 10 for the Jets, he ups it with 11. Sean Morash, since you are such an independent football observer.
You hate the Jets.
When it comes to the New York Jets, I'm curious, what's your win total here on August 1st?
So there's obviously been a lot of controversy about the Jets here throughout, and understandably so. Aaron Rodgers appears locked in, appears. I look up and down this schedule, and I got a level with you. Get on my back, Jet fans. You are going to experience the best regular season you've ever experienced.
What?
And we're getting a home playoff game at MetLife Stadium. The Jets are going 16-1.
You hate the Jets.
And losing in that home playoff game in the divisional round to break your heart.
Oh, I see what he did there. Okay. I mean, that is something Aaron Rodgers has done before. 15-1 and then lose a home divisional game. I think something
16-1.
Something you're familiar with.
Yep.
So you're going with 16-1.
So 0-1 and then 16-0.
We'll see. Okay. I want to give myself, I almost went 17-0, but I'm giving myself a wiggle room.
I hate you.
You can't call me a hater. No, I'm telling you you're going to win 16 games.
No.
It's a troll.
Yeah.
What?
It is a
what
troll.
What do you mean? I went 5 more wins than you did. How am I a troll?
Even in complimenting them, I see what you're doing.
But no, I know. Expectations are sky high. I want to set them right.
But I wrote it down for August 1st. We'll see if that opinion changes. We get closer to the start of the year. Positive Tommy, again, I don't know if that applies to the Jets. Mm-hmm. Your Jet win total.
Not your team. It doesn't need to.
The Jets will win 7 games. Aaron Rodgers will only miss 1 game. He will go to Fantasia to fly on a flying dog. He will not tell the Jets. They will have no idea. They will look like buffoons for a week. They will win 7 games. Now, let me throw up a little karma here because this is the NFL universe.
Yes.
The Jets open up once again on Monday Night Football, correct?
Yes.
They are playing the 49ers. Who was on the 49ers this year? Leonard Floyd. Who hurt Aaron Rodgers last year?
Leonard Floyd. What's your point?
My point is
he's getting hurt again?
No, that's not what I'm saying because I don't, you know, wish injuries on anybody, but that's an early little karma that you have to get over. But I think he will get over it, but you're still going to win 7 games, and Jet fans will get what they wanted, a full season of Aaron Rodgers, and they will realize he's just not that good anymore.
By the way, if that happened, and that would be the third consecutive year of the Jets winning the same amount of games, okay? Mm. Something I don't think they've ever done in the history of their franchise. A third straight 7-win season. If they did that, and the quarterback was healthy, in a weird way, there'd be a cleansing. There would be a, okay,
yeah.
Didn't work, we move on. One of the worst things in sports, and I got this with the Nets, by the way, is not knowing what could have happened. Like, what if they were healthy? What if James Harden didn't ask for a trade? What if Kyrie Irving wasn't nuts? And it bothers me even to this day, the uncertainty of, well, what if this happened? If he was healthy and they failed to that level, which I would be very surprised about, I give you credit. It's a unique prediction. But if that happened, I think in a weird way, it would be very easy at the end of the year to say, okay, you're gone, you're gone, you're gone, and you're gone.
Yeah, let's move on and just really start this thing over the right way.